is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Records show there's a suspect in the apparent assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump. It was near Trump's golf course for 12 hours. AP correspondent Terry Spencer reports Ryan Routh has made his first court appearance after the apparent assassination attempt against Trump.
He is facing two charges. He is facing a charge of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. That relates to something that happened about 20 years ago in North Carolina when he had a standoff with police, and also possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. Together, those would put him away, if convicted, for up to 20 years.
Spencer says that Routh appeared at ease in court.
He spoke briefly with his public defender before the hearing. He was smiling. He was laughing. He was just chatting with her. He did not seem like he was too nervous about anything that was happening today. The judge ordered him held without bond for now.
U.S. Secret Service agents opened fire on after seeing a person with a firearm near Trump's West Palm Beach Golf Club in Florida while he was golfing. No injuries were reported. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations has accused Israel's military of striking schools, humanitarian workers, and civilians in Gaza, a sign of growing American frustration with its close allies. War approaches its first anniversary. Linda Thomas Greenfield was unusually outspoken against the Israeli military. She says many of the recent strikes that injured or killed UN personnel and humanitarian workers were preventable. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to Egypt on Tuesday for his 10th trip to the Middle East since the war in Gaza began nearly a year ago. Unlike in recent mediating missions, America's top diplomat this time is traveling without optimistic projections.